Hello and welcome to another episode of the New Age Podcaster. Here in the studio today, I'm just alone and there's no one here with me. We've been talking about relationship phenomenon for the past couple of weeks now. Today we'll be doing a wrap up. So the show today is the final episode of relationship phenomenon. You know, we've discussed about the red light in a relationship, how to notice a red light and when to leave a relationship. I told you that a relationship, I'm just trying to refresh your memories. If a relationship is not a do or die affair, if it's not working, you move on with your life. That is it. You know, in the Christian religion, it's only when you're married that you are not expected, as I said earlier or previously, that you're not expected to divorce. But in a relationship, hey, when it's not working, it's not working. If you put in your best and it's yielding nothing, the best you have to do for yourself is move on. And one thing I do say most times is this: in life, whatever you do and whatever you are aspiring to do, let it be what will give you peace of mind. Anything that troubles you each time and constantly, hey, it's not something that is worth dying for. You just have to let go. That's it. So today on the show, we are going to talk about the final episode of relationship. You know, I clarified you on something previously on our last segment. I told you that we have different types of relationship, and the one we've been talking about is the intimate kind of relationship between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, those stuff, right? So we will be doing the wrap up today. Stay with us on the show as we go on a short break. Welcome back from that wonderful break. It's been wonderful. The week has been so hectic that you know, I wanted to go for a song audition. I've got to tell you this before we start the podcast. So I was doing my rehearsal as usual and those kind of stuff. I was like, Mr. Perfect, this kind of thing is the best thing that has ever happened to me. So I was trying to put in all my effort to make sure it works. You know that on that day, actually we went there and the song we were asked to do was John Legend, All of Me, right? So whilst in the house, I was doing some rehearsal and I was using Westlife, Soledad. I don't know if you know the song, but most of you will know the song. So I was using Soledad. You know, sometimes when you're washing, when I'm washing, I'll be like rehearsing. If only you could see the tears. I know someone is falling in love with that voice, but I promise you, you have more of it. Just subscribe to this channel and you'll love it. So it was like me, you know, hitting the world of, music. I was like, okay, since this is the first opportunity I've got, I should put in all my effort to make sure it's working. So I'll be like, if only you could see the tears in the world you left behind, if only you could hear my heart just one more time. Those kind of stuff, you know. It's not as if I'm a superstar, please be careful so that you not see what kind of ugly voice is this. I'm just trying to be a superstar. So we went there and as I told you, the song we were to sing that day was All of Me by John Legend. So we actually started the show and the person who anchored it, you know, first called upon there was a guy who, you know, the guy used to hype himself, so those kind of stuff. I thought he's this kind of celebrity. And I was a kind of shy person, so I said, no problem. And the guy took out the mic and my brother, my sister, if you see the kind of voice this guy used in singing, even me, the voice I wanted to use in singing, the guy just off me. But when I mount the stage, you know, as a celebrity, I just held the mic. You know, as I held the mic, you know, crowd were just applauding me, all this kind of stuff. I've not even started singing, and I started having complimentary messages from the crowd, and that was it. Unfortunately for me, because of the multitude, the song fled off my head. I forgot the song. I stood there so dumbfounded. It was when they noticed that I was, you know, stage fright. They started applauding me, and that was when the moral came back. I was now like, la la, do without your smile, look, drawing me in and you kicking me out. My head is spinning, no kidding, I can't bring you down. What good? Those kind of stuff. So I hit, and the guys were like, that's my nigga. They applauded me, and the show was, I tell you, perfect. I really enjoyed myself. So while I was coming out, I saw a guy. You know, the guy was like, ah, yeah, now you're nice celebrity and those kind of stuff. And I said, what of you? He said, me, I'm a star. I said, whoa, that's awesome. I said, you are a star. He said, yeah, he's a star. I said, that's great. I was like, you know, in life you have to be specific. I said, are you a music star or a movie star? What, which of them are you? You know what the guy said? He says, he's a gangster. I tell you, the week has been so crazy and, you know, hilarious. I just loved it. And Saturday was the worst day, though. You know, the rain was too crazy, but, you know, we thank God, we give God the praise. It went well, we thank God. So today on the show, as I said earlier, we will be doing a wrap up on relationship phenomenon. I noticed everything about relationship. I'll start with this first. It's not as if life is full of roses. Even in the midst of roses, listen to this, there are thorns in it. Life is full of ups and downs. But one thing that keeps us going is determination. If you're not determined, you're in the box. In a relationship, there's meant to be a time which there will be a down, and there's also a time that there will be up. What is there is understanding it, and even the Bible said it, that for there is time for everything, time to reap and time to sow, time to cry and time to laugh. It's also like into a relationship, time for up and time for down. There are times which things will not work out the way you plan them, right? There are times when you put in your effort, it will be as if it's yielding nothing. Yeah, there are times when you're not cherished. There are times when you're not being appreciated. I know how it feels. It really hurts. It's really touching. There are times when you need them most. They turn you down. There are times when you have a pressing need, they are nowhere to be found. There are times when you look for a shoulder to cry and lean on, they aren't there. But listen to this, that doesn't mean it's the end. We all have a role to play. Despite that, we were created. We also have a role to play. Yeah. So it's also like into relationship. Despite that, it looks as if everything is going down. You also have a role to play. You don't just watch, or you don't just conclude and say, hey, this is a red light and that's it. Not judging from what I just said, there are some relationship also that are not worth it, but if you want to compare all the things I've just said, you understand that every red light in a relationship needs timing. It all needs timing for you to know if it's truly a red light. You've got to give it a good timing. You don't just conclude. In life, situations are bound to arise. But what determines if they remain the same is the way you handle it. That's why I tell you every time that relationship is meant for the mature mind and not for premature kind of people. I know someone will be asking this question: what if I'm mature to enter a relationship and the person which I call my partner is not mature? What should I do? I'll answer that question. What will you do? There is nobody who is the master of knowledge. Nobody. Nobody knows it all. We learn every day. We are all teachers. You find yourself in that kind of situation. You teach. We are all teachers. You don't just kick them away. That is when they need it more. You teach them. I'm doing a wrap up of relationship phenomenon. Please stay with us as we go on a short break. And welcome back. It's been wonderful having you listening to this podcast. It's been wonderful. In a relationship, when you're no longer appreciated, when you're no longer valid, it's not worth killing yourself. I hear a story that people commit suicide because relationship don't work out. Is it worth it? I do ask myself. Is it worth it? It's crazy. No, it would be a big loss that to you and your family that you, out of your own stupidity, sorry to use that harsh word because I don't accept those kind of words in the studio, but I'm sorry to use that. But it's truly stupidity for you to harm yourself over something that worth nothing. You move on with your life. Life has different phases, and each phase has great things for us. If you harm yourself now, of what benefit is it to your partner? Nothing. He moves on, she moves on. You'll be the one in pain, you'll be the one suffering it. But them, they feel nothing. Life sometimes presents itself the way we never expected it to. Sometimes life looks so crazy. Sometimes life looks so upside down that you don't place, you know, what next is going to happen. But hey, I tell you this. Nobody is and will be the author of your life. You are the author of your life. Apart from God, you are the author of your life. You are the architect of your future. The way you want your future to be lies in your hand. The way you want things to be for you lies in your hand. The only thing you're expected to do is planning. This person is not giving me what I want. This person, she's not giving me what I want. What then is expected of me to do? Should I kill myself? Should I cry every day? Shouldn't I date any other person? Should I say all men are the same? Should I say all women are the same? The answer is no. You have a choice in everything. All men are not the same, and all women won't be the same. If A is different, B can never be like A. We are all born with different traits. We all have different characters. Let me tell you, and let me give you this little secret before I wrap up. The way you enter into a relationship determines if you'll be valid in that relationship. Mostly for the ladies. Ladies, listen to this. There is a way you carry yourself in a relationship that you won't be valid anymore. I know you'll be waiting for me to mention them. If you're always around, hey, that's a fact, I'm always sincere with you. If you're always around him, though we have different kind of human beings, but 90% of them, if you're always around them, the relationship is not going to work. It's not going to, you know, they won't value you. And number two, if you don't value yourself, if you don't make yourself expensive, they won't value you. Anytime they say, hey, where are you? Okay, I'm on my way, I'm coming. Okay, I'm here, I'm coming. You'll be running to meet them. It's crazy. They will not value you. I'm sorry for the interruption of the voices you're hearing on the background. They will not value you. And number three, you always demand from them. Always demanding from them. They are not going to value you. Number four, once they've gotten what they want, which is sex, the ultimate for them, regular sex, they don't value any longer. Make yourself expensive. This one is directly to the ladies. Value yourself. That is a relationship for you. You don't have to be a kind of person that will be desperate. No. There are some time that when he asks about you whereabouts, you just have to say you're not around, you know, give yourself a space. And there are some ladies also who are this kind of, I'm sorry. So even if it's wrong, you'll still be apologizing. Hey, you have your right. But use your head, don't do it the wrong way, so that he will not beat you up. And when he does, you have every right to sue him. In a relationship, you must not kill yourself over anything that is not worth it. Create time for yourself. Make yourself expensive. And when you see that the relationship is not working out, move on with your life. I want to give a special shout out to those people who have been following this podcast right from the very first day. I'm very grateful. It's been so wonderful having you listening and following this podcast. It's been so, so wonderful. And now we've come to the wrap up of the first season of the New Age Podcaster, which we've been talking about relationship phenomenon. And I tell you, I'm going to leave you with one thing, just one word. When a relationship is not working, move on with your life. Don't kill yourself over what doesn't worth anything. Thank you for having you on the show. It's been so wonderful. It's been so, so, so wonderful. And you can catch our podcast on Spotify by searching and typing out the New Age Podcast. and also on Anchor FM. You can also search for our podcast by typing the New Age Podcast. Also, it's also likened to Pocket Cast. You can get our podcast there also by also searching the New Age Podcaster. And when you do, please subscribe. Please subscribe. I would love it if you subscribe to this channel. You get every notification of everything and every single podcast that we drop at the very first day, very first minute it lands, you get the notification. Just keep following up and continue to make the New Age Podcaster proud. I promise you, by let's see how it goes, but we will be inviting maybe one of an Hollywood actor or actress to the show. We'll be talking about TV shows, and on our next episode, I think, let's see how it goes. Let me keep it a secret. Let me make you anxious. But it's been wonderful so far, so good having you listening to this podcast. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for listening to this podcast. We've come to the end of Relationship Phenomena. Stay tuned as we go into another wonderful season. Thank you.
When I